I don't know if you noticed, John Belushi was alive last night. Against the Super Bowl, NBC played greatest hits from the first years of Saturday Night Live. If CBS hadn't been broadcasting the game, 60 Minutes would have done its usual archive show with Harry Reasoner wandering through cathedrals and Mike Wallace with Arthur Rubenstein and Ed Bradley alive and well with Lena Horne. If you have to do a show against the Super Bowl, give it your best shot. Go with what you've got. PBS had a new episode of Downton Abbey.
You Americans never understand the importance of tradition.
The ratings of which may have surged while CBS sports commentators were sucking swamp water trying to make something interesting out of watching lights come on during that New Orleans ghostly power outage. They needed a few vampires over at CBS. And Bravo's best shot is romantic chick movies for people not interested in Beyoncé. That's probably about six people.
Hi, Andy Anderson from Composure Magazine.
Our resident how-to girl.
I want to write about things that matter.
What are you working on now?
How to lose a guy in 10 days.
The name of that movie. But if you've got puppies, you go with puppies.
Here comes Animal Planet's Puppy Bowl.
Oh, Animal Planet has puppies. And the 9th annual Planet Puppy Bowl was there after 10 million watched a year ago. Bigger and better than ever with hedgehog cheerleaders and a puppy hot tub. WNYC's veteran correspondent for the Westminster Dog Show, Sarah Montague, brought her considerable skills to this year's Puppy Bowl, joins us now. Welcome.
Hello, John.
If you've got puppies, there's really nothing more to say.
Add a hot tub.
So what's the rules? How does it work? It's actually not live. It's a taped show, right?
It's a taped show. Let me just say, puppies, rules. There is a simulated football game. Basically, they toss an enormous number of excruciatingly cute puppies onto a field where
they toss them. Like they don't, they launch them.
They kind of launch them.
They kind of ooze them.
Nice. And the field itself, a simulated football field, is strewn with every conceivable sort of toy. There are some actual footballs, but lots of fuzzy ducks and other simulated.
Good.
And basically, the puppy that gets across the goal line with a toy with the most aggressive manner is voted MVP, and that's about the extent of the win.
And so it's a little subjective, a little objective. What kind of dogs participate?
That's the nice thing about this. It really could be billed as the cuteness bowl, naturally, but in fact there is a real message here. The network works entirely with animal shelters around the country and Puerto Rico. There were 63 participating puppies, all from shelters around the country.
That's great.
Because the show is pre-taped, by the time of the broadcast, almost all these puppies had already been adopted.
Oh, so they can actually announce that. So it's kind of, oh, man, it's just like syrupy, sweet, fabulous.
Indeed. I understand, in fact, that most of the Baltimore Ravens have also been adopted at press time.
Sarah Montague, our dog correspondent here at WNYC, also host of Selected Shorts on the public radio system.
Producer, actually.
Producer, right, excuse me. And Puppy Bowl has sponsors like Pepsi and...
It does. It was interesting. I heard one commentator say that this was what you watched while your boyfriend was watching the Super Bowl, but the number of sponsors indicate that they don't think this is so gender-fixed. Pedigree for dogs, naturally. Bissell underwrites the MVP award. Icebreaker Mint, Subaru, and Universal. I would say they think this is a pretty big spread.
My goodness. So compete with the Westminster Dog Show, perhaps, in the future, or no?
I think it's really a different kind of market. That's for the completely dog-centric.
And, you know, they're talking about, like, problems with the Super Bowl and with football generally, NFL players getting injured. I mean, if the Super Bowl goes down, we've got a plan B, right?
Oh, absolutely. This is not a group of people who are going to wind up with a drug problem or anything else that would embarrass you on the air. Basically, the only problem with puppies is, of course, they become dogs eventually.
That is true. Ah, the sad truth. A selected short from our own Sarah Montague, WNYC's resident dog expert and producer for the fiction series Selected Shorts. We'll see you at next year's Puppy Bowl.
Thanks, John.